So there they are on the mountain, managing to stay awake. And all of a sudden, Jesus' face is transfigured. In fact, his whole being, his clothes, everything are glowing with bright light. One translation says, like lightning. It's so bright. And of course, the disciples are afraid. They're filled with awe. They don't know what to do. And then they realize there's two other people there all of a sudden. And I don't know how they knew this because, you know, those were the days before internet and television and even newspapers and photographs. How would they know what Elijah and Moses looked like? But somehow they figured out, maybe later, that there was Elijah and Moses, two of the greatest prophets in the history of the people of God, with Jesus on this mountain, and they're all awed by this bright transformation in Jesus. Who is this? This is Jesus who has been walking with them and talking with them and eating and getting his feet dirty and living with us. Who is this? Well, the presence of Elijah and Moses give us a clue, give them a clue. Jesus is prophet. Jesus is liberator. Jesus is someone to listen to. And if they didn't get it by the presence of those two prophets and the bright light, they hear a voice. This is my chosen one, my beloved child. Listen to him. And that's what we're going to be doing. Hopefully that's what we're always doing, but especially in the coming season of Lent, we're going to be listening and watching and trying to get to know in a new way this Jesus and figure out, who is this? Who is he to us? 2,000 plus years later, at least from that time. And in our meeting today and in all of our work and worship throughout the year, we are called to be in relationship with Jesus and to follow that Jesus. Both the Jesus of history and the Christ of mystery in all the different facets. Jesus who gets his feet dirty, who we can see and touch, at least in his time. And then Christ of mystery, who is filled with more mystery than we can imagine. May God bless us on this journey. Amen.